So, Hare Krishna. I want to sincerely congratulate you. This was your second full day of the retreat. It seems that Giriraj has sent us some first-class winds. Have you noticed? It's becoming more ecstatic, and he is reciprocating. I just wanted to make one short... I wanted to say something brief and short. Maybe I should just stand there to not be so impolite. This retreat, like not the retreats before, but has increased in the number of participants. We have more devotees than we used to have. It's very important that you respect the community which forms, the community of those who go on the retreat. That means it's important that you have association, discussions with them. But it is also very, very important that you develop a vertical line of communication. We are accustomed to communicate horizontally, that means with those who are with us, who are in our direct environment. But the vertical line of communication, which we all want to discover, and that's why we came here, is the line of communication with Krishna. It's up, so to say. We want to use that example from geometry. Please spend time alone with Krishna. I saw some of you on the roofs. Facing Giriraj, that's very good. There, in that communication with Krishna, you will make a lot of insights. And there's so much, especially in the Holy Dhamma, which will be given to you in that vertical line of communication. I sincerely request you to really, I think... It's not good to say to discover that line of communication, because you became devotees because of understanding I need a relationship with Krishna. But I would say I sincerely request you to strengthen or deepen that line of communication while you're here in Vrindavan Dham, because the Dham, more than any other place, not only on planet Earth, more than any other place in the whole universe, and more than any other place in the universe of your experiences, the Holy Dhamma has a singular place in that it gives you an impetus, a help to contact Krishna, to make that vertical line of communication stronger. So although we are with so many, and there are so many exciting new relationships to discover, and so on, do that. That's very important to form a community and take the help of others for that. But also, please do not forget to be very mindful of that vertical line of communication. And there's something we want to recommend to you, because... you know, this was the second day of your retreat, and you will see the next few days will rush by like the breath of an Eskimo in the cold winter of Alaska. It's here, and then it's gone. It will go very fast, in other words, and please use the time now which remains with you to really be in that line of communication. Just wanted to give you this thought before you go to bed, so that you can think as you are lying And come from the wakeful state of consciousness to hopefully dreaming state of consciousness where you dream of Krishna, that you have that in your mind. Hare Krishna.